only rabbis, certain people, can go into the Holy of Holies in the tabernacle. And on a Good Friday, there was an earthquake and the veil was rent, which meant we could go directly to God. And the thief on the cross, who had no chance to get off the cross and do any good works, those are the two most important parts of Good Friday to me. Jesus was on the cross because that's what the punishment was in that day. It wasn't God's plan that he die for our sins. The sacrificial place of Jesus on the cross, to me, is kept very forward because the theology says that God could not be satisfied unless there was a sacrifice. Jesus is the sacrifice. He's killed with two other men, and one of them says, you should realize that we deserve our punishment, and he doesn't. That's what he said, yeah. So then Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise. He couldn't get off that cross and go and get baptized and profess Jesus as his Savior. He could do nothing. There's no ethics. There's no righteousness that he could accomplish. He's dying also. God does require certain things to make you a Christian and for God to love you. But Jesus says, you'll be with me, meaning you're okay. You're going to be with me. Within that, there are barriers to people. I mean, I am a universalist, and part of that theology to me is that God is not going to send a bunch of people to hell on the last day. If that were true, my relationship with Kathy and her family would be that I must convert them. If I don't convert them, they're going to die a miserable death or live in a miserable afterlife. And I don't believe it. I believe Kathy and I are spiritually attached and we worship Yahweh. And the Old Testament means an awful lot to me, and I know it does to her. And I could not live with thinking anything different. And agape love is part of that theology. Love across all borders. That's agape love. It's not Jesus is there for us. His teachings are there for the world.